I would like, if you would, since you have your Bibles, turn in them to Deuteronomy chapter number 33. I would imagine is familiar verses of Scripture, and I don't know why, other than this is what the Lord spoke to me this morning. I didn't know what I was going to preach till this morning. I was getting ready for church at home, and a phrase came to me, and I'm going to leave it with you if God will give me the strength. Hallelujah. We find in this passage of Scripture where Moses is blessing the 12 tribes. And he gets to the man or the tribe by the name of Asher. In verse 24, he said, "Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be." As thy days, so shall thy strength be. What I want to talk to you tonight for a while in your hearing is, so shall thy strength be. Hallelujah. I believe this is a promise from God for you in this church. That God has made this great promise, and I believe He's able to perform it, and He will perform it. Do you believe that? Say amen. Amen. Will you help me pray, Lord? We ask you tonight for your will to be done. God, we need you to come by our way and help us like you never have before, because we're in a place we've never been before. God, this hasn't caught you by surprise. We know that you hear the petition we ask of you and give us promises that exceed great. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Some guys will do anything for a thank you, won't they? So I'll just say thanks. Don't pour it in my face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're going to help me preach tonight, you can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're not going to help and hinder, you probably ought to leave now. Gone to hell. Hallelujah. There you go, as he said. Hallelujah. He's scared to say it. I'm not. I just feel good in the Holy Ghost. When God gives his blessing, I want to be there. And when God gives his word, he's given his blessing. His word is something that's already been exhorted upon tonight, that it's the rock that we stand on. It's the foundation that the church is built upon. It's clear, it's certain, there's no variableness in it, because it is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, nothing was made that which was made. Amen. I'm glad for the life and the light of the Word. I'm glad for the blessing that God bestows upon the church on a weekly basis when the Word of God goes forth. The promises that God gives us that come on a weekly basis, amen, over this pulpit. Yeah, all right. You have a treasure in your pastor. Amen. Because he speaks to you on behalf of God. Amen. That's why when our pastor is under attack, we rally around. Amen. And we lift up his hands. Amen. We've got his back. Amen. When he's got to sit down on a rock, somebody's got one side and someone's got the other. Amen. And the church fights on. And the church is victorious. And we just carry on in victory. Because that's just the way the church is. We stand upon the rock of God's word, the foundation of God that is sure. And we don't look back. But we just continue to stand on the promises of God. I was looking at this promise, how that God promised to bless this tribe. Above ground, he said he would dip his foot in oil. In other words, he would have plenty enough of it that he wouldn't only anoint his head as scriptural practice was, but he would have enough to anoint his going out and his coming in. God's going to bless our path. He's going to bless the steps of our feet, the steps of a good man. Amen. We've got some good folks in this church, and they are ordered by the Lord. And the Bible tells me that he delighteth in his way. I don't know what the day's going to bring. I don't know where the path of today or tomorrow is going to be, but I do know this, that the Word of God said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Then he talked a little bit about the shoes of this tribe, Asher, and he said that they would be iron and brass. Amen. It was a rocky place where this tribe was sent to inhabit. It was a rocky place full of rich ore and minerals. And I believe that God, when he sends you where he wants you to, it may be rocky, it may be a hard path. But there are in that path, amen, sustaining strength, sufficient grace, oh hallelujah, enduring power, endued upon us by the Spirit of Almighty God. Well, hallelujah, that though you have a hard path to walk, and a hard journey to travel, God will put on you traveling shoes that can hold up to the journey. It's not as if that God's chosen a path for Life Tabernacle that they can't traverse. But God would equip a church, and let me tell you this, he has. And continues to equip the church for the journey. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. He promised them continuance of strength. He promised them continuance of vigor. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. There are some translators that translate or paraphrase this scripture. The strength of thy old age shall be like that of thy youth. Thou shalt not feel a decay, nor be the worse for the wearing, but shalt renew thy youth as if not thy shoes only, but thy bones were as iron and brass. Oh, hallelujah. It reminds me of the children of Israel in their sojourn in the wilderness. They're out there walking in circles for 40 years, 40 long years, with the same shoes on their feet, same clothes on their back. I don't know how long this journey is going to take. I do know whatever the day brings, there'll be strength for it. So shall thy strength be. You know, something in the back of my mind told me the enemy doesn't want you to preach this message tonight because it's hope. It's strength. The enemy of your soul, the adversary that's against church growth, amen, against victory in the pew, against vigor in the pulpit, is an adversary that when you get a promise of God, he'll try to take it from you. He'll try to rob it before it ever crosses the lips of the preacher. There are spirits that are fighting against me right now, trying to hinder me from delivering a message I believe God has got for this church. Not Landmark, not anywhere else, but Life Tabernacle in Ocala, Florida. Oh yeah, I'm preaching with a knowledge and an understanding. I know that. I know what y'all going through right now. But I also know God. And you can't tell me that this is not in the will of God because I know what you're going through. That's a lie from hell. We have some promises. Well, somebody's in their mind may say, well, you know, those promises are for them, for that tribe. Let me bring something to you. Speaking of Abraham, the Bible said that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. There is one thing that I stand on. There's one thing that strengthens me, and that is my confidence in the unchangeable and the unvariable Word of God. Amen. I am not going to stagger at the promise of God. It's not too big for my mind to wrap around. It's not too beyond my power to believe that God would bring your church through what it's facing and is in the midst of right now. I don't want to drag, amen, bad thoughts and doubt and disbelief. I'm just preaching hope and faith and confidence in a God. Well, hallelujah. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him, amen, for righteousness. But it was not just for him, but it was for us also. So if you're questioning whether or not I'm applying the scripture correctly, you can ease your little heart right now. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered Come on, somebody, help me out. For our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. I'm going to tell you, we can stand confident in the promise of God. Claim it as mine. Hey, it wasn't just for the tribe of Asher, but it's for me. It's for you. It's for your children. Somebody say the journey's rough. The journey's hard. That's right, it is. I'm not denying that. But you've got a God that's equipping you with shoes of brass and iron. Hey. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, an 85-year-old man said. Even sent the Lord spake this word unto me and unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. I can fight still. Don't count this church out of the fight. Don't count this preacher out of the fight. Don't tell me we can't have a race to win. It's not to the swift. It's not to the fleet of foot. But it's to them that have the strength to put one in front of the other on a daily basis. That have got a confidence in Almighty God that says, yeah, this day's different. I've never seen one like this before. But I've got a God that put walking shoes on my feet. God that put war, instruments of war in my hands. God put a shield of faith in my other. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Hallelujah. In case you're wondering why I'm here to help you. I'm here to fight with you. I'm here to weigh in and let the powers of darkness that sit around this church like vultures, let them know that y'all aren't the only ones in the battle. You aren't the only ones praying the prayer of faith. You aren't the only ones fasting. Amen. I feel a confidence in the Holy Ghost. I can't even explain it why. But I'm telling you, I feel just as confident about what I'm saying right here tonight as I do when I preach Acts 2:38 as the only message of salvation. There is not a waver or a varying in anything I'm feeling here tonight. I don't know what the day's going to be. I can't tell you everything's going to be hunky-dory. I do know this. That if the need's this big, the strength will be this big. If the need's this big, there'll be strength this big. If the need is far beyond our ability to comprehend, then the supply will be far beyond our ability to comprehend. That the adversary and the naysayer and the doubter may be sitting on the sidelines, scratching their head, shaking their head, wondering what happened. And how could it be? I'll tell you why. As your days, so shall thy strength be. Well, praise the Lord. He said, now give me this mountain. Yeah. Amen. The reason why we haven't been here before, because you just got to your mountain.
Yeah. All right.
And it's yours.
Yeah.
I said it's yours.
Yeah.
Every one of us endures the journey of the wilderness. Endures the testing of faith, stepping out into uncharted waters. Going places we have not been heretofore. Amen. Following the Ark of the Covenant, following the priest, establishing milestones, putting the rocks of an altar there to remember, even to this day. We're not forgetting that there's things along in the journey. Can I tell you, don't start just surviving, okay? Don't become a victim. Amen. I come to help somebody. Don't let the devil put that cloak of victimization. You're a victor. You are more than a conqueror. Your surrounding circumstance cannot dictate the inside of you and what you know. Don't you know I've had the devil sitting on my shoulder screaming lies, screaming accusations, screaming threats, but it doesn't make it true. There are some things we know. Come on, somebody else get in here with me. Hey, man, there's some things we know. Look at your neighbor and say, it's going to be all right. As your days. Scripture. Provision was often given in Scripture and granted for the events of the day. Taking it so here, the promise that God would graciously support them. and uphold them in whatever trials or troubles that were coming their way. The promises are sure to all the spiritual seed of Abraham. They're for me. They're for you. There's something that are tangible. Now faith. Now faith is the substance. Something of substance that you can hold on to. I'm a faith preacher. I can't help it, because if I didn't have faith, I wouldn't be still where I'm at. Wouldn't have what we have if I didn't know to trust in God. When I didn't have strength to take another step, here I am yet today. My shoes aren't worn. They don't have holes in the soul. Somebody said, oh, you must be really going through it. Yeah, we go through it. But God equips us for the journey. I know I'm reiterating, but I just feel like pounding this home. In our hearts, we think, I'm saying we. I've never faced this before. I don't know the next step to take. And you know what? If I had a dollar for every time I face something like that, I'd buy me a Bentley. Yeah. A new one. Yeah. Midnight blue. Caramel brown interior. I'm just telling you what I'm feeling here. Amen. I'll get me a little guy to drive me too. Because I've been down that road a time or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Don't tell me a 28-year-old kid can go someplace and take on a task if God didn't say, hey, I'll be there for you.
I'll be there.
I remember the day I was walking in a little old basement church up in Albion, Indiana, seeking the will of God, praying for His direction, crying real tears, not crocodile tears, not tears because I've been caught. I was desperate. Amen. I want the will of God in my life. Anybody else want the will of God in their life? And the Lord prompted me to a scripture as I was praying about the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. And the scripture says in Exodus chapter 13 that He took not His spirit from them. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me, if you'll just keep following me, that I will never leave you and I will be there for you. You just keep following me. So the only answer I know for any church situation, any revival trick or gimmick or outreach program, is to follow the moving of the Spirit. That's what got the children of Israel across Jordan where they'd never been here before. That's what got Asher the blessings of God, is the steps that they took. The equipment that they wore was equipment built for endurance, built for protection. God's not going to let the enemy and the adversary destroy you. He has put in you and on you and through you the equipment to protect and keep you safe and to get you from point A through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. Why? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. There's comfort in the word of God. There's comfort in the promises of God. There is confidence in the promises of God. As a spiritual seed of Abraham, I can claim hold of them. I can reach out and grab something substantial. Now the just shall live by faith. I said the just shall live by faith. It is through the promises that we are made heir of, according to Romans chapter 5, that we have been justified by His going down for our offenses, leaving us justified. The just, the declared worthy. Declared worthy. Declared innocent. Whew. So as we go through these journeys, these struggles in life, these days, if you will, the path that each day brings, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful. But God is faithful. I said God is, that's what gives me hope. That's what lets me know whatever the day is, the strength will be. You know, I have a strong, strong inclination that this has been preached here already. And I don't care. It probably was me that preached it here, but I feel like preaching it again tonight. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able. But with that temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Doesn't mean that you have got to have been in this problem before. It may be new to you. But God's already won the battle for somebody else. And he's not a respecter of person. Elder, this is on me tonight. If you'll just bear with me. I hope I'm not, amen, discouraging anybody or getting their mind off us on things that they don't need to be thinking about. Amen. But let me tell you something. I feel different about this situation than I've ever felt about any other. Sometimes it's a challenge to step out on faith, but I believe everything's going to be all right. I really do. And you can shoot daggers at me. You can call me a false prophet. I don't care what you say. I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. I've been around the Holy Ghost a while. I've been raised up in this. I don't know a lot about God, but what I do know about him is he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. That I know this much about God. The enemy of your soul may be big and bad with long fangs. Yeah. And he may have the blood of your brethren on his breath. Yeah. But if God says you're going to be all right, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to give you strength to fight. Yeah. Not to just go out and go come in, but to be at war. Yeah. Joshua said, I can go out and come in, but I got strength to fight too. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The strength of my old age is like it was when I was a young man. Yeah. Now, whatever you choose to believe tonight, I choose to believe that I didn't come this far for God to leave me. Yeah. Well, hallelujah. I know an old sinner reprobate sang a song. I don't feel no ways tired. Well, I don't either. My strength of today may not look like what it was yesterday, but I'm going to tell you, whatever this day is, I've got strength to hack it. Hallelujah. Coming to me. It was quoted, Brother Shane. Amen. I appreciate the witness of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So we can learn and leave some milestones along the way. Amen. There's going to be a service in the near future. You mark these words. Where we're going to shout and run. Amen. Build a memorial. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. Come on. If you have a hard time believing, look at here. They told me I was going to limp for the rest of my life. They told me I was going to walk different. I'm running. No, I may not be as strong as this side is, but here I am. Hey, I'm still at it. Why? I've got somebody I'm believing in. I've got someone I'm leaning on. The hard part has been learning to lean. If I took anything away from this last year, by way of lessons learned, I'm a very independent man. Dad always said I was independent as a hog on ice. That's independent. You can't help a hog on ice. I don't want nobody to do nothing for me. It's just me. I learned how to tie my shoes by myself. Dad threw me on a bike and said, you never learn any younger. And I learned. Yeah, I fell. Yeah, I got bumps and bruises. There's a point in your walk with God, church, where you've got to learn how to lean. You've got to learn that godliness with contentment, whatever the day is to believe in God, to trust in God in that day, to learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find, hallelujah, rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Somebody just nod your head if you can't say amen. Amen. It's so anyway. Amen. It's not that God's not there and the strength is not available. It's learning how to lean on it. It's learning how to depend on it. Elder, I didn't know that there was going to be multiple nights where I was going to step up to a pulpit not having the first clue of what to say. Facing situations and trying to give advice when I'd never been there and never done that. Amen. I found out that those two ears and that one mouth was put there that way on purpose. So I just learned how to listen and learn how to wait. And there's something about me. Amen. If you tell me something, bless your little heart, you better do it. Because I'll hold you to it. And that's the way God is. When God gives you his word, you can hang on just like that. And you won't be sorry for doing it.
Right.
You won't be caught in the lurch. With your guard down, caught by surprise. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So, my yoke, my burden is easy and light. You believe that? Hallelujah. As long as I stay yoked up to Him. It's been a few days where I wasn't pulling a whole lot of the load. But since I was yoked up to Him, it still got done. I said it still got done. Our church has done better in this last year when I wasn't able. I probably should have got hurt when I first got there. I know it sounds comical, but it's true. The Holy Ghost can do in situations. Elder, tell me, hey, it'll take 7 to 10 years for this and that to happen. All it takes is one trial to pull us together like we've never been. Let me tell you something, Life Tabernacle. This is a time where you ought to pull together like you've never done before. Yoke up with the Savior. Yeah, you're facing something that's big. Come on, smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. This ain't a scattering time. This ain't time to cut and run. This ain't time to get nervous and get to wondering what ifs. Well, is he doing this or is he doing that? What's he doing there? Why is he doing that? No. Did I overstep there? Boy, I felt a little. Hallelujah. Let me back up and hit that again. Hallelujah, because I'm going home. They love me there. That's right. Hallelujah. What's he doing that for? Why is he doing this or that? Don't worry about that. Just yoke up with the man of God. He needs your support now more than he ever has needed in all of his years of ministry. Let me just weigh in on my confidence in this man. My faith in this man as an elder. Well, hallelujah. I decided a couple weeks ago when he said, I want you to come. He said, I want you to come on a Sunday night. I thought, well, it's a weekend. I don't like being. But something told me this is right. And he said, if you'll just come on Sunday night, that way you can be home for your Bible class. I said, that's cool. Yeah, that'll work. And I know I got here just a few minutes late. But something inside of me said, I want to use these 3 nights to do something in the hearts of men and women. Hallelujah. To unify you like you've never been before. Hallelujah. Some things happened in some of these men that are here with me tonight. Happened when circumstance demanded for people to step up to the plate. God knows what He's doing. This day was ordered by the Lord. This way was ordered by the Lord. And you can take that one or two ways. You can get upset at God. Or you can do as Job said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Nevertheless, glory be to God. To God be the glory. One of the most impacting lessons I've learned this year, in the year 2007, that God is sovereign. That God is God. God don't ever change. I've sang the song all my life. But I know that I am God. The scripture, believe it or not, this may not seem powerful to you, but the scripture that's been just doubled up his fist and got my attention is the earth is His and the fullness thereof. Amen. When you look at your life, at your work for God, your ministry, if you'll allow me to use that phrase, everybody. Ministry, thank God. Hallelujah. Minister of this and minister of that. But really, we do all have a work we can do for God. We can minister in the kingdom of God. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands right now. Let's lift our hands right now. I want to follow after the leading of the Holy Ghost here today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, bring us together like we never have before. Hallelujah. Undergird this church with strength in Jesus' name. Undergird this man's hands with strength in Jesus' name. Lift up his wife's hands and her spirits and her emotions in Jesus' name. God, encourage the family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, pray with me. You're watching me for waiting for something to happen. It's happening right now. Join with me. Yoke up with me in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. I said, the Lord knoweth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every spirit of doubt and unbelief is cursed and bound in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I share something? I preach very transparently, and a lot of times that can really hurt a man, but I feel safe here tonight. Can I be safe with you? I don't know. I feel at home tonight, and I thank your pastor for the liberty. I thank you as a church to respond. I feel at home tonight. Amen. A while back, things were happening. It's not important what was happening. It's just the fact that it was bigger and better than anything I ever imagined. And I was in the middle of it. And I was desperately needing God to help me. I, at that time, went through a period of, I totally lost my appetite. I lost weight. Believe it or not, I was fatter than this. But, hey man, I was down to like 2 or 3 chins instead of more, you know. And I was living in a travel trailer. That's all right. Some of y'all can't handle that. I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm still here. I like this old fat boy. Hallelujah. It's better than being dead any day. Hallelujah. That's all right. Some of y'all need to laugh right now. But I have very good blood pressure. My sugar's fine. Runs on the low side. Sometimes I get mean as a hornet when I get hungry. Amen. But I was that way before my sugar started running low. So, amen. I can't blame that on the sugar. That's just ain't nothing but the flush. Hallelujah. But I was laying in the trailer one afternoon. Just been through something that has sapped all the strength out of me. Almost the desire to fight anymore. And I was laying there. And all of a sudden something hit me in the chest. Like a knife. And it started going in my left shoulder and down my arm. And immediately, my mind said, oh, you came down here and it's going to kill you with a massive heart attack. You're only 28 years old. You're going to die graveyard dead. God's done with you. And I was saying it kind of comically, but it was for real. Yes, sir. I was laying there hurting. It woke me up. And I found out it's called anxiety. And it's got all the symptoms of the real thing. As a matter of fact, can cause the real thing if you don't get a grip on it. So I want to describe to you my search to figure out what in the world was going on with me and how to deal with it. I don't like this. I'm not living my life this way. I'm not going to jump at every shadow the rest of my ministry. Oh yeah. I know I may have faced more than one or two things a day or three. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to spend the rest of my life being gun shy. Come on. All right. Come on. And being scared. Hallelujah. Can y'all understand that? I ain't scared. Hallelujah. And so I got to looking at this word anxiety because I checked my blood pressure. It was all right. Everything was all right. And I found out that anxiety is a painful apprehension. And it is a uneasiness of mind, usually over an impending or anticipated ill. Being fearful and concerned or interested and caused to be anxious by an abnormal and an overwhelming sense of apprehension and fear, often marked by psychological signs as they break out in a sweat, hypertension, increased pulse rate, by doubt concerning the reality of the nature of a threat or supposed oncoming threat or an impending doom, by self-doubting yourself and your one and one's capacity to cope with. In other words, in your and I speak, I can't deal with this. Yeah. And that's the first step to victory for an apostolic. Yeah. Is to have a very clear understanding. You can't deal with it. You don't have the strength to get through it. But I have a source of strength when I am weary. I have a source of strength when I am down. I have a source of joy when I'm feeling anxious. When I feel doom looming over me with its fangs and its teeth bared saying, you're not going to make it through this. I look at it and say, if the Lord deliver me or not, I'm still not going to bow down. Amen. All right. All right. To your threats. If I'm going out like a man. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I guess I don't even need to tell you that. That's poor pulpiteering, but I still do. I want the devil to know I feel the Holy Ghost. He hadn't robbed me of my sensitivity. He hadn't robbed me of my experience. He's not robbed you of your touch. God's purpose and plan will go through to fruition in Jesus' name. You believe that? Say amen. So I curse anxiety, doubt of impending doom and gloom, painful apprehension. Amen. What that is a lacking of faith and confidence that the earth is His and the fullness thereof. I remember just a short time. Can I talk finance? Okay. Thank you. Sitting at the checkbook at my desk. Seemed like evangelists always show up the wrong time. I don't know. You're probably loaded. I'm not. The reason why I'm up here is because I wasn't loaded and he is. And so I'm going to preach for Brother Bass. Everything's going to be all right. That's why I got so much faith. I remember looking. I ran out of money before I ran out of month. Whatever, elder. As my days, hallelujah, so shall my strength be. Believe me, what I'm getting ready to tell you actually happened. Now, I had a preacher there. Didn't really call him. I like him. I love him, matter of fact. And that's just awful honest. Not my favorite preacher. Okay? That's a horrible thing to say out loud. But I really like to hear Brother Bass. He's one of my favorites because he's easy to listen to. There's some that aren't as smooth. Did I say that right? I respect the man. I gave him a good offering. But I remember month money. And I haven't been living frivolously. I haven't been foolish. I haven't been a spendthrift. I tried to be a steward. Whether you believe that or not, I don't care. And I sit there and I said, well, Lord, here goes. So I was tempted to give him a less offering than I do every other time. Because he's not my favorite. I just destroyed all your preconceived ideas of how perfect the preachers are. I'm not 50 yet, so you're dealing with a 30-year-old here. And I was thinking, well, you know, I didn't really invite him. He's here. I'm just trying to be kind to him because I want to help him. You know, the man blessed us, actually, in spite of what I thought. I just figured the church would have been so much better off with my preaching that night. I know you never feel that way. Besides that, we didn't really have the money to have a guest. And all as I said, I just felt like it was right. And you don't understand what I'm talking about when I say I had one third of what one of our necessities was, okay, left over. And I remember thinking to myself, well, after all I've been through, after everything, we're going down now. And we're going out in a blaze of glory, hallelujah. And I said, I looked up, I don't know, I'm kind of crazy like that, but I looked up and I said, God, you know where we're at. You know my heart. I said, God, I don't know what to do. That's your church. I shut the checkbook, put it in a drawer, went out and had victory. By the end of that service, Wednesday night offerings aren't the biggest around Landmark. I don't know what they are here. But it's normally, you know, folks working during the week and people in school. You know, all the big timers are gone, you know. So in my mind, I thought, well, it can't happen tonight, but it had to happen tonight. All right. I'm talking real honest with you. All of the facts said, this ain't going to happen. All the facts said one thing. But we have a God from unexpected places. And I know you're saying it tongue in cheek. But if it was a freebie, God's got somebody down the street I don't even know there. Because He did it for me several weeks ago. And He didn't just meet the need. But I'm talking about met the need. In a bigger way I'd ever seen as pastor. And He did it on a little old Bible class night. Well, hallelujah, where I wasn't teaching the Bible class, where I didn't take up the offering, and God just rolled up His sleeves and said, I'll show you whose church this is. I'll show you who's in control around here. I know you've been doing
the best you can, but the best you can do ain't good enough. It's mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let me just encourage you. God knows right where you're at. It's not catching God by surprise. And it's going to be all right. So shall thy strength be. So shall thy strength be. In the name of Jesus. We cannot trust in our own provisions because the journey demands more than just our own preparation. He called to him the 12 in Mark chapter 6, began to send them forth 2 by 2. I'm glad he gave them somebody to lean on, somebody to have their back. Didn't send them out by themselves, but he sent them out 2 by 2. Amen. That's divine providence. That if you need help or you need protection, God's got somebody there for you. He's not going to leave you by yourself. And the Bible said he gave them power over unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only or something to lean on. Something to lean on. Hallelujah. When your brother lets you down, don't forget your staff. He gave them something to lean on. He didn't ask them to over-prepare. He said, only take your staff. Don't take script. Don't take bread. Don't take extra money in your purse. Be shod with sandals. And don't put on extra clothes. So wherever you're going, I'll get you there. You won't have to worry about food. You won't have to worry about money. You with me? So in other words, have total and utter complete faith and confidence in me. I wouldn't send you anywhere I wouldn't equip you to get to. This is an overused example. Please forgive me for using it. But the Lord put his disciples in the ship. He said, go to the other side, I'll see you there. And they got out and the wind was contrary and it was boisterous. And they saw the Lord walking out across the water. They were fearful and afraid. If you'll allow me to use, the Grim Reaper was coming to get them. They thought it was going to be it. But it was the Lord that they saw coming. The fact that I like to point out just real quick in your hearing was this. It was the Lord the way they'd never seen him before. God doesn't have to necessarily take before and aforementioned and use himself to reveal himself to us in ways like he did before. Yeah.
That didn't make a bit of sense.
He don't have to do it like he did before is what I'm trying to say. I wish I'd have just said it that way. Hallelujah. He could do it totally different than what you expected. You may not see God in this. But it doesn't make him any less God. And it doesn't make him any less in control. It don't matter how the ship's rocking or the waves are crashing or the wind is blowing. He's still the peace speaker. He's still the master of the wind. He's still the one that commissioned them to go to the other side. And he's the one that got them there. Yes. Hallelujah. We can't fight our own battles. And I'm getting ready to wrap this up and close. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Little old Bible class I've been teaching the last 2 Sundays about David. I titled little Bible class something silly like to flee or not to flee. That is the question. Some things you don't run from. The Bible teaches us to flee fornication, flee idolatry, flee the voice of the stranger. Stranger, the sheep will not follow, but they will flee from it. There's several things. Idolatry, the Bible, youthful lust, flee youthful lust. Amen. Flee foolish and hurtful lust and desires that come with being in love with money. All these things. But we don't flee the ship of Zion. Acts chapter 27, they were about to flee the ship. And Paul said, except these abide in the ship, they're going to be lost. We don't cut and run on the church. And let me tell you something else we don't run from. It's the enemy. You live your life right. You live your life in obedience to the word of God. Your enemy's going to be fleeing from you. You ain't going to be fleeing from the enemy. Well, praise God. And I got to studying how big the giant was. And I don't know how tall the ceiling is. I don't think Goliath would have fit in here.
on this platform. We've got a spotlight in our church that measures just about 12 feet to the bottom. It's the second one in, and he'd have to duck to get under the first one. And I was sitting there looking at that. I went out on the platform as I was preparing during the week, and I got to looking at how big of obstacle that little old David was facing. David wasn't muscle-bound, steroid-juiced-up man of war. He's a little old shepherd with no fighting experience. That's why it don't pay to get the big head when God uses you. Because most generally, he looks and finds the weakest thing he can find and said, I'm going to use that. God didn't call me into the ministry because I was something. Called me into ministry because I was nothing. Yeah. Discredit all you want, but with this little old nothing, something's getting done because I know it's not. I can't fight that giant. He flosses his teeth with femur bones of people like me. I don't have the strength. See, you come at me with sword and spear. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. Last time I checked, the name of the Lord was a strong tower that the righteous run into. I ain't fleeing from the enemy. I'm running into the name. And I'm safe. Hallelujah to God. So the name of the Lord, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus and declaring the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I wonder if we could stand around this building tonight. You may have woke up today and didn't know you was going to face Goliath. But here he is, but you've got God on your side. I said you've got God on your side. You've got strength for the journey. You've got enduring power for whatever the day brings.